Hey, what's up, guys? We are starting the podcast here, and
my name's Isaac, and we are going to be talking about sports, mainly some NBA stuff and some NFL stuff. And Derek will tell you how we're going to run this thing. We're going to ask a question at the beginning of every video, and at the end, we'll tell you the answer.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, like what he said, we'll ask some simple questions at the beginning, and hopefully you guys enjoy throughout the whole podcast series. And Isaac, go ahead and start them out.
All right, so questions. This is an NBA question. Who was the first player to be drafted number one overall in the NBA, and that player didn't play high school or college basketball in the United States? And the options are A, Andrea Bargnani, B, Pau Gasol, C, Yao Ming, and D, Darko Milicic. And we will reveal the answer at the end of the video. Again, who was the first player to be drafted number one overall in the NBA, in the NBA draft, and didn't play high school or college basketball in the United States?
Yeah, so make sure you stick around for that. And all right, Isaac. So we're going to be discussing
the NBA draft a little bit. We're going to be talking about Zion. We're going to be talking about the lottery and some like rumors and stuff. We'll be discussing a ton of stuff. So let's just get started. Talk about the draft order a little bit. The lottery order, Boston at 14, and that pick was from Sacramento via Philadelphia. The number 13 pick, Miami. Number 12, we have the Hornets. 11, Minnesota. 10, Atlanta. 9, Washington. 8, Atlanta. So you see, the Hawks have two top 10 picks, and that one from Dallas came from the Trae Young, Luka Doncic trade. We have Chicago at 7, Phoenix at 6, Cleveland at 5, the Lakers at 4, the Knicks at 3, Memphis at 2, and the Hornets at 1. And they're suspected to take Zion Williamson. You probably already know who he is, one of the best players in college basketball last year.
Yeah, there's no surprise there.
And if we go ahead and look at these lottery odds, a big surprise was the Lakers, who had a 2% chance at getting the number one pick, and they ended up getting the number four pick. So that's pretty crazy. LeBron's going to get some help, hopefully. I'm a Lakers fan, so it was nice to see them get a top five pick this year.
Well, who do you think they're going to get?
Like to see them draft some type of either a two, probably a two, because they're pretty full on forwards. We have Kuzma, Ingram, and guys like that. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a trade. They were rumored on trying to move Lonzo. Maybe I saw that he was going to go to the Bulls, and that'd be a pretty good fit because they have some scorers and LaVine and Markkanen. So plus they just drafted what's his face from Bulls? Michigan. Who did they get? Wendell Carter, was it?
Who
is that big man that they got last year?
Yeah.
That was the Lakers. I'm talking about the Bulls.
Jeez,
don't even know what we're talking about. Wendell Carter Jr. He wasn't from – I was thinking of the wrong person. Duke. Okay. I was thinking of Jarrett Jackson. He went to the Grizzlies. But they're trying to surround – those scorers with a dude that can dish the ball like Lonzo. So that'd definitely be interesting to see if the Lakers would make that trade. And there was rumored that they would package a bunch of dudes with that seventh pick. So if the Lakers get two top 10 picks, that would be pretty crazy. They could get a guy like Cam Reddish, play with Zion. And there are a lot of other rumors we'll be discussing, but that was a big one for today. Another rumor that has been pretty prevalent right now is the Knicks trying to trade for Anthony Davis. I've heard packages with Dennis Smith Jr., with Knox, and packaging with that number three pick to try to trade for AD. So that would be pretty crazy. As you saw last year, they traded Porzingis to the Mavs, and we'll see how he plays next year.
And the fact that Kevin Durant and Kyrie are going to be free
agency, going to the Knicks, maybe.
Something that New York, yeah, I don't know.
Because if, you know, probably if they get Anthony Davis, they're definitely going to want to go after guys like Kyrie. Yeah. And that'll be good bait for those two dudes. I saw another source. Yeah. There was a source that said Kevin Durant to the Knicks was already guaranteed. And I don't know how much I believe that, but.
Yeah, I don't believe that, that much. But
I don't know.
Sorry. How about the all right, let's move to the number 8 and 10th pick with the Atlanta.
That would be something. Like, they have Trae Young. Definitely something that.
Which was not, like, thinking about it now, I don't think that was too bad of a
pick anymore. Because Trae Young did have a really good rookie year.
He didn't have too bad of a rookie year. I say it was decent, but can't think of it. anyways, but Atlanta, with Trae Young going there, I think, I mean, he fit pretty well with the guys. What they could definitely use is some guys, I think, or some small forwards, some athletic.
They do have Collins, who's proven to be a pretty good player. Definitely think that they could use more pieces around Trae Young is what I'm thinking. He could definitely be a potential superstar in the future.
I say he's the next Steph Curry.
I don't know about that. I think he's a little better passer than Steph, but definitely got that shooting touch.
I don't know. If he would shoot like he did in college, then I'd say.
I wasn't very high on him when he came out of Oklahoma, but.
Yeah,
but I think that he had a great rookie year. I don't think he'll win rookie of the year. I really think Doncic will. I think Doncic is a lot more ready NBA player, and I think that he's going to be a superstar, especially now that they got a guy like Porzingis to come play with him. I think that was a really good move.
Yeah.
But next we got Zion. I mean, pretty much potentially the number one pick. But like I've said before, that Knicks potential trade, I think what they're trying to do is Pelicans pair up a dude like RJ and Zion together. It's pretty much Ja Morant's. I think he's locked in at number 2 for the Grizzlies. Memphis. Yeah,
and I don't see them moving anytime soon.
I do see them moving Mike Conley though, definitely. I don't think that he's a free agent. I'm sure that he still has a contract. I can go check on that right now. But I believe that he still has his contract. But I could definitely see a trade happening for them. Or definitely John Morant could learn from Mike Conley. He's a really, really good defensive point guard. Yeah, his contract goes through 2021, so he's there. He's locked up for a while. So I can definitely see a trade happening with them. But if I were the Grizzlies, I'd definitely try to keep Conley. Again, try to keep Ja Morant. Try to help him learn a little bit from Mike Conley. Mike Conley's been a solid NBA point guard his whole career. And I could see Ja playing at the 2. Mike Conley, there's no way. He's a little too short for that. He is a really good defender, though. Yeah. I can definitely imagine some playoff team trying to trade for him, but
if they need him that badly.
They got Jonas Valanciunas, who's been playing very well for them. At the end of the regular season, he was playing very well. That Gasol trade, I feel like they definitely won that with Gasol playing for the Raptors now. The Raptors did just win last night, but I don't see them beating the Bucks.
I don't see him continuing on either.
But Marcus Gasol is an old dude. He's got to be up there in his 30s. I think he's at least 35. Yeah, 34 years old, so he'll be 35 next season. So definitely I think the Raptors won that trade, or the Grizzlies won that trade, because Valanciunas isn't even 30 yet. But what I'm liking is that Ja Morant pick. I think he's small school kid. But I'm definitely feeling like he's got a chance to be a solid NBA point guard. Getting on with Zion, I'd like to see him play with RJ in the NBA, but I feel like RJ kind of lived in his shadow at Duke. So I don't know about that. Like, we can just look at Zion's stats right now. almost 23 points, 2 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 2 steals a game. Like, that's ridiculous. He shot 33% from three and shot about 70% from the field. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, what more can you ask from a dude like that?
I mean, honestly, with college and stuff, you usually have all players who are pretty much the same. Yeah. We all, like, maybe there's only one thing that sticks out. But,
yeah, I feel like he can do everything. But
he's
a real special player. Crazy. Just a big thing with Zion with me is that his three-point shooting could get a little better. But, I mean, that's
– yeah.
I mean, he's young. I mean, I don't really even think that he needs a three-point shot in the NBA.
No, but it would be
really useful. If you have a guy like him who can drive and just dominate, like, the dude's humongous. He's 6'7".
I'd say, like, LeBron in his earlier primes. Yeah. He was able to shoot quite a bit.
6'7", almost 290. So that's like a freaking linebacker on steroids right there. Like, that's humongous. Like, I saw a tweet of Sean Payton saying something about how they were going to draft – the Saints were going to draft him. I think, like, he could easily
– honestly.
Yeah, he like, he's oversized, too. Like, he would be a big boy in the NFL. He could definitely play D-line, play DN for a team.
And even LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron could have went – he was supposed to. Could have went to Ohio State and played
football.
Yeah, so.
And then, not to switch topics, but Kyle Murray, he could have –
played baseball. Baseball. But, I'm liking the football pick, though. I'm glad that he picked football. I feel like that Cardinals team is really – I feel like it's blossoming.
Struggling.
I mean,
I don't see much coming out of Cardinals. I think he made the wrong choice because I feel like he would have more of a chance in baseball to have his name out than
but he
football.
He was the number one pick. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but –
that just goes to show how talented is. We'll leave it at that. That he is a very talented dude. And then we just saw also that Patrick Peterson got suspended for performance enhancing drugs. I really don't see the Cardinals making the playoffs this year, but I think they do have a nice young roster. And I kind of feel bad for Josh Rosen, but I'm glad that they traded him and he had a chance with the Dolphins. But
yeah.
I think he'll be in that same situation as he was last year, though, with a crappy roster. And but I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see how he makes it work.
Definitely back to Zion. Definitely could see him being the number one pick. I just think the only problem with Zion is I think he'll go into the NBA just, like, hard. I feel like in
– Yeah, I think he's the only player that would actually take the NBA seriously. Unlike other players, like some players are just scared of the next level.
Yeah,
and
like
they don't turn
like I
out
know
so
most
good.
Players like Zion was so dominant at Duke that I don't know if he'll be like I know he'll be able to translate that to the NBA, but I really think like in his college games he just got
I think he'll get bullied.
I think he'll I wouldn't bullied, know if bullied. He would get bullied, but I'm saying that he'll have a tougher time. Like, I think he'll definitely be able to get to the rim with ease.
He'll have to
go hard. Like, you saw in like March Madness, he would get to the rim and he would score and score and score.
Yeah.
But
no one
can
stop that. But now he's got Giannis.
Yeah, you got Giannis. You got Draymond. You got, you got big dudes.
Yeah, all these defenders.
You got guys everywhere. So that's what I'm saying. Plus, he's a little bit undersized, too, if he's trying to play the four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 6'6". LeBron's 6'8", and plays the small four. I don't know where I see Zion playing the three or the four.
I mean, honestly, he might just do what LeBron does half the time whenever he was at Miami. He just took the ball up and just does it.
The thing about the difference, probably the biggest difference between Zion and LeBron, though, is LeBron is just such a better passer. And – I mean, LeBron's ability to share the ball is ridiculous.
Well, he's been playing for 50 years. I don't know.
But I honestly think that Zion is going to be a good NBA player. I'm not going to go on the level of saying that he's going to be, like, I think he'll be an all-star, but I don't know if I'm going on multiple all-NBA team selections. I don't know if I'm going to go that far, but I definitely think that he's going to be a good player in the league. I just want to see him develop. I don't know, because he's been the most overhyped prospect since I don't know. Like, people thought Lonzo was overhyped, and he hasn't really turned it. Like, with injuries and stuff, he hasn't really blossomed yet. Yeah. But Zion is really overhyped. If you look on anything, people are talking about Zion. So I definitely see Zion being a good NBA player. I just don't know what tier we'll see him reach. Like, if we'll see him reach that superstar tier, or we'll see him just be like a – I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's able to win a championship by himself, which few people are able to do that. And that's like, you're getting on the level of like NBA superstardom, where it's like you're somebody like – I don't even know who's won a championship by – like Dirk. Like, Dirk won a championship by himself, took down that big three Miami Heat team. But definitely, like, Zion, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for all these guys. I mean, I don't really have hate for any of them. I just – I would like to – I'm just really excited for the NBA draft, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen in these next couple months.
Who I want to see get drafted is Taco Fall.
Yes, I do like him. I remember
– I do like him
I remember watching him his senior year of high school and his freshman – I remember watching his highlights after I watched I don't even remember what year that was, but he took on that Mamadou Ndiaye, the dude who was also 7'6" or whatever. And I remember watching that those highlights of that game and being interested. That was in 2015, so that was 4 years ago. But I remember watching, like, that's crazy. They're both 7'6". And Ndiaye never ended up going to he might have, I don't know. I don't, he never got drafted or anything. He's probably playing overseas now or something. But Taco Fall is a dude that I definitely like to get drafted. You look at Boban on the Sixers and see, you see a great player. Yeah, he's a big dude. He dominates, but I don't know if Taco Fall is athletic enough. Like, when you're that big, if he would have played in like the 90s, he probably would have been a really good player. But you have to be special, like really, really special to be an NBA center these days. Like, if you look at Yao Ming, he was kind of overhyped too. He did have a good NBA career, but he wasn't on that he was obviously an all-star player, but he wasn't on that like next level. But I'd like to see Taco Fall go to
Boston.
I don't know, Boston. Like,
our number one pick from number one with that.
Like, I definitely like to see him go to a contender, because he would definitely provide like valuable bench. Yeah. He goes to Golden State. I mean, like, you go to a team that's contending, and you, like, pretty much I can see him being a 10 and 10 dude at best. With like one and a half to two blocks, just like that dude off the bench that can, but I can see at max him being like a 10 and 10 dude, because he isn't like, I don't think he's athletic enough. Like, you see Cat and you see dudes like Embiid shooting the three now. Yeah. You like, to be an NBA center in today's NBA, you need to be able to shoot the three. And I just don't see guys like Boban's playing bench minutes for the Sixers, and he is valuable though, because he's big and he can play defense and he can provide, but I don't see a guy like Taco Fall playing starting minutes and or like getting all-star selections. But yeah, I really hope the best for him. So that should probably wrap up our podcast. I mean, this is a good episode one. We're going to try to post every week. And I think it'll be really fun.
We'll try doing every Sunday.
Sundays, who knows? We got busy. When the summer comes up, we might even get into a week. I just think this would be a nice thing. We can just talk about sports. And the answer to the question, it was a pretty easy one to start off. Yao Ming, obviously. Andrea Bargnani, I believe he went second. Pau Gasol went top five. And Milicic went second or third. I don't even remember. But Yao Ming did go number one. All those dudes didn't go to college in the U.S. or play high school ball. So I just picked those as options because I think that was just a good idea. But Yao Ming was your answer. That was a pretty easy one to start off. Next episode, who knows what we'll be talking about. We could be talking about NFL, MLB, yeah. NBA.
Yeah, we don't really have
yeah. a date yet. But I really hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. And
yeah, hope you guys
stick around. I think this is going to be really fun. So, again.
Yeah, we should we'll make this more more interesting yeah. and more into detail and stuff. Just our first one, so, you know.
Just kind of see the basis of what we're going to do.
And, yeah. If you guys have any suggestions and stuff, we'll definitely have a ways for contact and all that. So you can give us stuff to talk about. If it goes outside of sports, that's fine. We will figure it out and we'll make it work. So that other people can watch it too or listen. Mm-hmm. So
that's about it.
All right. Yeah.
See you later.
So thank you, Isaac, for doing this with me.
Thank you.
And we'll see you later.